Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And God really wants to do a new thing in our lives. Hallelujah. Last week he told you who you are in him. Amen. We ought to be truly, truly praising God just for who he is. And just for who he wants us to be. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God. He's a good God. He's worthy of all the praise that we could give him. We can't get tired of praising God. Because he says, I inhabit the praises of my people. So when we praise him, God come and sit in our midst. And he said, I hold no good thing from you. Whatever we're going through, whatever seems to be a mess in our lives, God has a plan for us. Hallelujah. He don't want us to stay in the condition that we're in, complacent, just coming to church and going, and coming and going, and coming in one way and going out the same way. Because when we come in the presence of God, if we believe we are coming to church for him, because he called us here, when we go out, there ought to be a difference in our lives. Amen? God wants the best for us. God chose us before the foundation of the earth to be here today. You're not here by chance. Not one of us are here by chance, because God orders our steps. Hallelujah. You might think you came today just because, okay, I go to God's Miracle Church on Sundays, and that's my job, so I do my penance for the week. Time out for that foolishness. Time out for that foolishness. If you're not coming seeking God and looking for God, you'll never get anything. God has the plan and a purpose for our lives. Amen? And my servant, if I had to have a tire, he said, come up higher in me. God is telling us today, come up higher in me. Don't just stay at the same level you've been for the past 20 years, past 15 years, the past 10 years. Has anything changed? Has any part of your life changed? Are you doing anything different? God has a higher calling on us. We are Christians, but we are also saints of God. We are co-laborers with Jesus. Hallelujah. We are God's hands and his feet, his eyes down here on this earth. And we ought to be moving as if God was walking right with us. Because he is. If you've received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God is with you every day. And we ought to be doing what God has called us to do. He's said, come up higher in me. God is saying, come up higher in me. That's not just a title. That's what God is saying to you this morning. Come up higher in me. Do something different. Let me take control of your life. Let me fill you to overflowing with my spirit. Then you won't even have to wonder what you have to do. Well, I don't know what God wants for me. I don't know. The word of God said the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. He's calling you higher and higher and higher in you. There's so much that we have to do in these last and final days that we don't have time to be complacent. It's just a few of us here. But really, you can turn your work upside down. You can turn your school upside down. Hallelujah. You can turn the grocery store upside down. You hear? Hallelujah. Because God has given us that authority. He's given us that power. We got the power. Saints of God, you got the power. Hallelujah. To change lives. Because the power is the Holy Spirit living in you. You got the power. A change has got to come in your little kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I love him this morning. I just love him this morning. He's so awesome. I just want to be obedient. I just want to be obedient to him. If each, every one of us in here is obedient to God, don't you know you'll see a difference? If we come in focused on Jesus, if we come in focused on praising God and not all the other stuff that's going on, you'll see a change. Amen. But we got to get focused here. It's not just, oh, I'm coming, I'm gonna play the drums, I'm coming, I'm gonna play the music, I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna sing one or two standards of this song and sit there. Sing till the power of the Lord come down. Sing till the power of the Lord come down. Don't stop. When you see God getting ready to move and the Spirit moving, sing. We don't want entertainment. We want praise. We want you to usher us into the praise, into the presence of God. Amen? Hallelujah. I just pick on my praise team. Hey, all right. They love me. Y'all love me anyway, right? Okay. Cameron, love me anyway? Good. Hallelujah. Okay, turn with me to Philippians 3. Come up higher in me. It's what God is saying this morning. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same thing to you again. It is a safeguard for you. It's no trouble for me to preach the same thing over and over again. I know you get tired of hearing it, but I can't do no more than what God tell me to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, the mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are circumcised, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for such confidence. We can't praise God in the flesh. We might start out in the flesh, but we got to let the Spirit take over. You can't praise a holy God in the flesh. So you got to come and determine that you're going to let the Spirit of God take over and praise Him in spirit and in truth. Amen? A lot of times we try praising. You start out in the flesh, yeah, but you got to let the Spirit take over. Hallelujah. So when the Spirit take over, you don't know what you're going to do. Amen? And God wants His Spirit to take over in this place because we got a mighty work to do. This is the last and final days. I know you ain't heard that about 15,000 times. These are the last and final days, and Jesus is soon to come. But don't you want to complete the task that God has assigned to you? Because He said, I know the plan and purpose I have for you, plan of good success, plan of good success. And our good success could only be what God has for us to do. Now, we might have good success in the world because there's millionaires and billionaires in the world. But if they ain't got God, they ain't got no success. Amen? Hallelujah. So it ain't about money. It ain't about the job. It ain't about this or whatever. Whatever job God puts you on, how much money He give you is to bless somebody else. Amen? Let it flow. If anyone else thinks he has reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalism, righteousness, failure. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider it loss for the sake of Christ. Whatever we have, whatever we've done, whatever we have accomplished in this world should be lost for the sake of Christ. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish. Do you? All the stuff that you have is nothing but rubbish. You're going to leave all that rubbish down here anyway. Gold, our silver, our big houses, and all. It ain't nothing but rubbish. Amen? Hallelujah. That I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God is by faith. I want to know Christ in the power of His resurrection. That's what He's talking about this morning. He wants you to know Him in the power of His resurrection. Nobody just be raised from the dead. It had to be the power. The same power that we have in us, the Holy Spirit, is who raised Christ from the dead. So if that power raised Christ from the dead, why is he not doing something in us? Why is he not making us different? Why are we not powerful people that God has called us to be? That power raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. You got the same power in you if you allow him to work in you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to know Christ in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. We talked about that this morning in Bible study in Sunday school. Are we willing to share in his suffering? Oh, no, not some of us. Are we, Linda Spelton? Are we willing to share? That don't mean we have to have nails nailed in our hands and feet, but are we willing to give up for Christ? Are we willing to just sacrifice anything for Christ? See, coming to church on a Sunday morning is not sacrificial for Christ. You ain't coming for him either. You coming for yourself to be filled, to overflowing, to be touching with each other so that we can hold each other up. Yes, it blesses God when you come. But then you got to take what you get and go out and do something with it. Because if you don't take what you get and go out and do something with it, you're going to do the same thing next Sunday. And the next Sunday. And the next 20 years. And the next 30 years. And you'll still be just sitting. Don't you know people have us doing that in churches? Just been sitting for 40 years. You ask them if they know Jesus. Well, I go to church. Yeah. Now, we don't want to. When people ask you if you know Jesus, tell them about the Jesus that you know. Don't tell them you go to church, because church is just church. That's what it is. Amen? Hallelujah. In the fellowship of sharing his suffering, becoming like him in his death. All he asked us to do was crucify our flesh. He didn't ask us to die on the cross. He said, kill that nasty flesh. Kill it every day so that you can be about God's business. Amen? And so somehow to obtain to the resurrection from the dead. Now this is the part. Not that I have already obtained all this. This is what Paul is saying. I have already been made perfect. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me in heaven. What God is saying, press into the things of me. Let me lift you up. Let me fill you to overflowing. Receive the indwelling of my Holy Spirit. Be truly born again. See, you can't be born again by the flesh. You are born by the Spirit. And a lot of times, we ask people, have you accepted Jesus? Yes, you do, as a concept. But when you accept Jesus, you take the whole man, the whole Spirit, and you allow him to fill you. We cannot live this Christian life. We can't live this Christian life without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can't do it. Your flesh is too strong. Your flesh is too weak. But when you live in the Spirit, because sometimes we come out of the Spirit, but when you can draw yourself back in the Spirit, some of the things we do, we wouldn't do it. Amen? Amen? Some of the things we say, we wouldn't say it, because immediately the Holy Spirit bring conviction to you. He stopped you just like that. You'll be in the middle of a sentence. And you stop. That's why God allowed him to come and live on the inside of us, so that we can walk this Christian life. Just saying I'm a Christian and living any old kind of way don't make you a Christian. Just going to church don't make you a Christian. Hallelujah, make you a churchgoer. But I know everybody in here has been born again. Everybody in here have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. If not, you'll get a chance to do it. It's for every Christian. That's the gift he gave to each and every one. It's not something we have to beg for. It's not something, hallelujah, we got to cry out for. We just have to receive him. Hallelujah. We just have to say, you have to invite him in because he's a gentleman. He just ain't going to bombard you. But you have to invite him in. And when you invite him in all sincerity, he'll come in. And he'll take control of you. And he'll let you act unseemly in church. But not in the street. Amen? Yep. He ain't going to just fly away. I know one of the young ladies, she didn't want to receive him because she thought she would go and get out and probably start. That's not God. You see people out in public doing that? That's not God. They can do that on their own. Amen? But he's a precious, precious gift. He's the greatest gift God has given us down here on this earth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But when Jesus went, he said, I'm sending you a comforter. I'm sending you a teacher. I'm sending you a counselor. I'm sending you somebody to walk this walk with you. Hallelujah, because you definitely can't walk it by yourself. Amen. But his time has come now for us to want more. Not you got to want more. In order to get more, you got to want more. In order to do something, get something different, you got to do something different. Amen. In order to grow stronger, you got to eat more. Amen. You got to allow God to lead God and direct you. You've got to be strengthened in the spirit by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God has so much for us. You know, while we sit here Sunday after Sunday, we don't see what Jesus promised us, do we? Does he? Do we? Do we see what Jesus? He says signs and wonders follow those that believe. Y'all got any signs and wonders following you? It didn't say you had to go running looking for them. They said signs and wonders follow those. Signs and wonders follow the word. So this is where God wants to bring us to. That we not just say, we got some sick people in this body of Christ. Right here. And there'd be no sick people here. I'm serious. We need to start seeking God for his gifts. Because, now don't get upset if I say there shouldn't be in the sick of you. That don't mean you don't get sick. But somewhere along the way, Jesus is the healer, and he's got to bring you through. Like the testimony that Sister Linda gave. Yeah, we're going to go through some pains. We go through some ups and downs. Hallelujah. We go through some hurts. I'm telling you, I had the worst pain in my shoulder. Couldn't get my arm up. Still a little stiff. But not because it's hurting. It's because it's laid down so long. When Pastor laid hands on my arm that Sunday, I haven't had another pain since then. And then little Enoch, every day he come, Ganny shoulder, in the name of Jesus, amen. So he just reaffirmed it every day, you know. So you have to, this is where we have to believe that God has these gifts for us. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, now about spiritual gifts, brothers. I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. So if you're saying that Jesus is Lord, then you got to have the Spirit. But all the time, he's walking with you. He's not in you. Amen? Hallelujah. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. And that's what I'm talking about. God, everything in here, there's a gift in here that's lying dormant because we're not seeking God for what he said. We're not reading the word. We're not seeking God. Yeah? And I don't mean just the gifts of singing and all that. God has gifts to make a whole body. He said the gifts are to edify the body, to lift them up, to make the body whole. We're whole. And we can't be walking around half with one leg and one arm. We are a whole body. I don't care if it ain't but 10 of us. Amen? And God has given us every gift we need in here. Amen? There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. God gave you his Spirit for the common good. Amen? To be used for his purpose. Amen? Come on, I want you to grab this now so that you can go seek God for what your gift is so that you can edify the body of Christ. So that when you go out in the street and you see somebody it crippled and lay hands on them, they get up out the wheelchair. If you believe, it's supposed to happen. It's going to happen, especially in these last and final days. God has set up some end time miracles for these last and final days. And he said miracles are for the unbeliever. We don't need to see another miracle to believe that God is who he says he is. But when we go out between the unbelievers, we ought to let signs and wonders follow us because they said that God is truly who you say he is. Amen? Now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To the one that is given through the Spirit, the message of wisdom. There's somebody in here that can speak wisdom. God probably has spoken to somebody to get up and say a word, but we're so embarrassed or we so don't believe we're hearing from God that you just sat down on God. That I'm sure there's somebody in here that have had a word for this church, and they just sat down because, well, they might think it, they might not believe it. I don't care if you believe me or not. It really, if God said it, that settled it. Amen? To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. When you talk about that faith, it's not just normal faith. Faith to really move mountains. Amen? That's a gift. Faith to move mountains. Hallelujah. To another, gifts of healing by that same Spirit. If you believe that God said, lay hands on that man, and your flesh will be drawn back. But the Spirit in you will just lead you to that person. And people do get up out the wheelchair. We've seen that happen. We've seen a crippled lady walk. We've seen broken legs, broken feet mended. God is for real. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen? To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. Or to another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. We can't conjure up the gifts of the Spirit, but I guarantee you God has spoken to somebody to get up and give this church a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. But he said, they might not believe. It doesn't matter if nobody ever believes you. If you believe God calls you up or lifts you up or tell you to prophesy or tell you to lay hands on the sick, then you ought to do it because it's in his word. It's in his word that we will do it. God is calling us to a higher calling in him. He doesn't want us to just stay dormant. He doesn't want us to just come to church and there's no power. Where's the power? I hear people preaching, where's the power in the church? More power. The devil, we give the devil more power than we give God. Amen? Well, the devil made me do it. Well, I got this sickness and the devil gave it to me. Yeah, he did. But who is more powerful? Is he or God more powerful? Hallelujah. Who are we going to lift up? Are we going to lift up what the devil do? Are we going to lift up what God does? We need to get in the word. We need to get in the spirit. We need to, don't talk much about this in this church, fast and pray. crucify your flesh so that God can hear from you. How many fast? Lord, that is pitiful. Colin, that's pitiful. Really is. Y'all need to fast. The word of God calls for fast. Some things come only by fasting and praying. You need to learn how to ask God to teach you how to fast and how to pray, tell you the truth, and what he has for you. Are we willing to go and press to the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus? Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to do that? Yeah. Amen? Amen. Are we just going to stay dormant? God has a plan for each and every one of us in here. It's more than you could ever, ever imagine. It's more than you could ever imagine. The joy when God used you is more than you, it's nothing, nothing, nothing compares to it. Nothing compares to you, it, when you do what God has called you to do and you see the manifestation of his blessing. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. Amen? Hallelujah. And God has truly called us to a high calling in him. I just want to read this and just listen, please. Okay, if God has called you to be really like Jesus in all your spirit, he will draw you into a life of crucifixion and humility. A lot of times we think God is not using us because it looked like life just fell down on us. Hallelujah. He will put on you such demands of obedience that he will not allow you to follow other Christians. And in many ways, he will seem to let other good people do things which he will not let you do. Did y'all understand that? Amen. So I want you to know that just because you're at a dry place doesn't mean that God is not using you, that he's not working in you. Other Christians in ministries who seem very religious and useful may push themselves, pull wires, and work schemes to carry out their plans, but you cannot do it. If you attempt it, you will meet with such failure and rebuke from the Lord as to make you sorely penitent. We might look at somebody that has a mega church and they're doing these things and they're on the mission field, and we're wondering why we can't be there. I've been there. I've looked. I know we've been a diligent bunch of pastors. And we've had people come and go and go. And a lot of times I said, God, what is wrong? I'm telling you, God spoke to me with this. What is it we're not doing? What is it? But this is telling me that God's not going to let us do everything everybody else do. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Others can brag about themselves, their work, their success, or their writings, but the Holy Spirit will not allow you to do any such thing. If you begin it, he will lead you into such deep mortification that will make you despise yourself and all your good works. What he's saying is when you go and try to do it on your own just because you're following somebody else, and I think that's what he's telling me, that's why we've been sitting here for 20 years. Look just stagnant. Look like nothing going on. But I know without a doubt that God called us for these last and final days. I know that. It can't nobody take that away from me. I know that God has a plan and a purpose for us. I know that signs and wonders will be performed in this church. I know he said there'll be Latin and not necessarily this place. There'll be lines coming in for deliverance and for healing. He said it. And if God said it, that settles it. But then we look in the natural sometimes. Well, God, where is it? Lord, it's been so long. But God spoke to me with this. Amen? Others will be allowed to succeed in making great sums of money, or having a legacy left to them, or in having luxuries. But God may not supply you. God may supply your daily needs because he wants you to have something far better than gold, and that is a helpless dependence on him, that he may have the privilege of providing your need day by day out of unseen treasure. Some of you struggling. Some of you don't have enough money to make it till this evening. But God wants to supply your needs. He's going to give you something better than gold or silver. Amen. He's working a work in your life. Hallelujah. That's going to be more precious than anything. Amen. The Lord may let others be honored and put forward by keeping you hidden away in obscurity, because he wants to produce some choice, fragrant fruit for his coming glory, which can only be produced in the shed. You'll keep your hidden till the right time, and then the front. Listen, God is talking to us today. Some, I'm sure, come Sunday after Sunday, and you know, we've heard people say, when you gonna get your church? I don't have no church. I don't have no church. It's God's church. And when he opened up the door, just like he opened for the land, we will get it. Amen? Hallelujah. God will let others be great, but keep you small. He will let others do a work for him and get the credit for it, but he will make you work and toil on without knowing how much you are doing. Have we not been toiling for 20-some years? And really don't see the fruit of all our labor, but God. Then to make your work still more precious, he will let others get the credit for the work which you have done. And this will make your reward 10 times greater when Jesus comes. Amen. Amen? The Holy Spirit will put a strict watch on you with a jealous love and will rebuke you for little words and feelings or for wasting your time, which other Christians never seem distress over. You know, have you ever sat there, oh, I'm not doing anything. Or words come out of your mouth and they're not godly words. But the Holy Spirit got to watch over you. Let him. Don't override him. Okay? So make up your mind that God is an infinite sovereign and has a right to do as he pleases with his own. If you belong to God, he got a right to do what he wants with you. He will not explain to you 1,000 things which may puzzle your reason in his dealing with you. God will take you at your word. And if you absolutely will yourself to be his slave, he will wrap you up in a jealous love and directly and let other people say and do many things that you cannot do or say. Settle it forever that you are to deal directly with the Holy Spirit, also that he is to have privilege of tying your tongue, a chain in your hands, a closing your eyes in ways that others are not dealt with. Now, when you are so possessed with the loving God that you are in your secret heart, pleased and delighted over this peculiar personal, private, jealous guardianship and management of the Holy Spirit over your life, you will have found the vestibule or the entrance to heaven. Amen? Did y'all get that? Hallelujah. God is not letting us do a lot of things that other people is doing, but that don't mean we don't belong to God. He's going to bloom us out, and I know it to be a fact. He confirms it all the time, in the fullness of time, just before the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to see all that God has promised us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day.